This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing a topic right now, and I want to test the barometer of the room. Are we doing this just to have T-Yak make that weird voice?
Yeah, totally.
I'm a snake.
We're doing snake stories. You got a snake story?
Snake.
We want to hear your snake story.
I'm a slithery little snake.
Like real snakes, not, you know, wink, wink snakes.
I don't think anyone was thinking that.
Perfect.
I'm a wink wink snake.
Is the wink wink snake?
Yeah.
For the love.
What else would it be?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's not wink wink. It's just one wink.
Oh. Interesting point. Didn't think of that.
Somebody captured a 12-foot yellow python that had been escaped from its owners for weeks. Can I just say, if I lived in that community, I'm burning it to the ground.
I'm definitely not capturing it. I'm going,
I'm not going outside.
Right.
I'm working from home.
What if it got into your home?
How would it get into my home?
It's very easy for snakes to get into homes.
No way.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Why are you saying that? Don't say that again.
So
no snakes can.
Absolutely they can.
Yeah. Especially Erica's home.
Yeah.
What?
No, we
have weak points, Erica.
I don't like that.
We've cased it.
We have a security system. They don't care about cameras. Well,
no, if there's any like vents or anything, because we have a snake called Snowflake.
You have a snake?
He lives outside. It's out of my grandparents' house, and I've been there a lot helping clean up.
And it lives outside?
And inside the garage. Helps keep the mice out.
I go back and forth.
Yeah, but there's so much skin just like or in the rocks.
Because they molt or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's like
I like
in
it.
Their full shape. I mean, I think it's cool, but
you would.
Will you pick it up? Will you touch it?
No. I'm not that brave. Wink.
<Okay.
laughs> Yeah.
So... Like, well, there's tons of stories in the news about snakes, but I'm just going to say, as a guy who's been on dating apps, I don't know if this happened to Erin when she was on dating apps.
What?
Wink?
Yeah. Is that what we're doing? Mm-hmm.
There are sometimes, like, so, Erin, you can attest to this. Dudes on dating apps holding a fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on dating apps.
Women on dating apps occasionally draped in a snake. And you're like,
it's giving them cool an alternative.
Great. Do you understand that I have almost broken my phone from swiping left so hard? It's like, why do you think wants to come over? I need one snake in the room.
Well, that's the thing.
Just
that's,
one.
I mean, that's good because they're letting you know. So you know not that's not your vibe.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Because I've told other people in this room way back in the day. Took a like friend of mine. We went home with a couple girls from the bar.
And one had a snake.
Not only did she have the snake, she excused herself to the other room to change into something more comfortable. And she came out of the room wearing nada but a snake.
And what were you guys going to do with that snake when things progressed?
I wonder that too.
What's his role here?
Is that technically?
I don't know.
If you will.
But if you've watched enough cartoons, you can imagine the little outline of my body as it went through a wall getting out of that house.
Where are you going?
I bounced. I'm like, what? Like,
what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
The question of what is the snake's role is first and foremost in my mind.
Right.
I can't think of one I'd want him in, to be honest. Oh,
not even just hanging out.
No, no.
Yeah, I don't want a snake watching me do anything.
I don't. Okay. So these are some personal examples of snake stories. If you have a snake story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I was hiking once, and that's the story. No. and it was like late evening, and I don't know. I was just yapping with who I was hiking with, and there was a rattlesnake across the entire path.
Because it's like sunning itself or whatever. And
luckily, the person I was with went,
did this stop you?
I almost stepped on it, and its rattler came up.
Wow.
And we heard it shaking its thing.
Can they strike when they're flat like that, or do they have to coil first? I think they can still like turn their head and get
you. That's what I was thinking. It's just not as strong.
They can't get like way up in the air.
They have to be coiled. So luckily, I didn't step on it, and I didn't.
That is crazy because same.
No.
That exact same thing happened. I was in Montana. I was by myself, though, walking on the path. And it was shedding on its face, so it was very calm. And it went into this little, tiny little cave on the side of the path. And we
so
all
you just
like,
watched it move.
Mm-hmm. But it was like, less than a foot away from it, almost stepped on it.
Okay.
Rattlesnakes scare me so much. It's why I avoid some hiking trails.
But they don't want to. Also, you don't die. Like you can die, like it happens all the time. And people are like, oh, I was out in the middle of Montana and I had to be like driven to. It's like, you're not going to, you don't always die from a rattlesnake. But like I was told growing up, if it bites you,
you're dead.
Your friend's got to suck it out of you or you're like going to die. And that, I don't think that's true.
Also, I think you still have to go get the anti-venom
for
or whatever.
Sure, but you have a little more time than we were told as kids. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Speaking of kids, there's a 2-year-old kid in India. I think we've talked about this story before. A cobra found its way into the kid was playing or in his bed or something. And the cobra found its way into, and cobras are the ones that if you get bit,
you're done.
You're kind of in deep tatas.
Yeah.
There was a biting. The child bit the snake.
What?
And killed it.
Ouch.
That was the snake speaking.
I'm supposed to bite you.
The toddler clenched his jaw so hard he killed it instantly.
Ew.
That's what? Insane.
And then lost consciousness because he did ingest some venom as part of doing it.
What?
Part of the playtime.
What a lore for this kid, though. Like, when he goes to see
a cobra killer.
Yeah.
Like, look out for that guy.
I bite the snake before the snake bites me.
That's pretty crazy.
I think we all know who's king of the playground.
All right. So if you've had an encounter, Tiak will reenact it as a snake. Aaron will leave a little cartoon imprint of the studio. She's getting out of here. Snake stories, 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So TAC is still getting your calls for snakes. So we don't have... There you go. I was feeling weird like we weren't going to have the voice, but I think we're set. Becky?
Yikes.
Snakes.
Okay, so in 2018, I moved to Texas, and... Anyways, I was like mowing my lawn one time and I ran over a snake with my lawnmower.
It happens.
And, oh my God. It flew up and it like slapped my leg. And anyways, I moved back here to Colorado.
You said, and that's enough with snakes.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I was like, I ran away and cried.
Was it still alive?
Yes. And then it like slithered away.
Huh. It slithered. It said, I'm wounded, but I'm... Oh, sorry. Nope.
I'm wounded. That's
right. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
I don't know how he does that.
I didn't get it. I'm wounded.
Sold the house, like, immediately after and moved back.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that... My daughter wants to sell our house because, like, in the spring, all the baby snakes kind of live in the tall grasses.
Heck no.
And, like... She was pulling our trash can back in and they were wrapped around the wheels. So as she pulled the thing in, they were flinging off the wheels like little baby.
She has every right to sell your home.
Oh, you know, just but they're baby snakes. They can't do anything. They're just babies.
I don't care.
Okay.
Right. They can still do stuff.
Yeah.
No, but these are bull snakes. They don't have any venom. Okay. Like the baby, like baby rattlers, I think have more venom and they just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So you could like die faster from it. Wait, TX coming back in. Oh, thank God you're here.
Yeah.
Because Eric has been trying to do the voice, and it's...
It wasn't good.
Dude.
Could you say as a snake, I'm wounded?
I'm wounded.
There we go.
Yeah, so
don't listen back to that.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, okay.
I want to hear it.
Rowan.
Yai.
Snakes.
Yeah. Okay. So I work at a wastewater plant that's in a pretty wild area of the mountains. So we get wildlife coming through. Anyways, and I was in one of the buildings one day, our headworks building. In the basement, there's a bunch of machinery down there. And I hear some hissing. And I think it's an air leak because we have air compressors down there.
No.
But I'm sure you can see where this is going. I go and look behind a machine, and there's a rattlesnake back there.
Oh, God. And you're like, when you're looking for the source of a hissing or an air leak, you put your you want to feel it on your face.
Oh,
so you're like
no.
putting your face down where the snake is.
It was not far away. Cheek. It was like 3 feet. So
I hate that.
You didn't get bit though, right? Scared. Obviously.
I did not. No. No, it didn't strike me, fortunately. Yeah.
Okay, strike. Sorry, bit. Whatever. All right. Thank you, Rowan. All's well that ends well.
There's been a hissing sound under the board for a while.
I don't care. Erica?
No, absolutely not.
Patricia?
Yay.
Snakes.
Yes. I have a couple of stories. It's the same person. When we were growing up, he used to collect snakes, and he put them in a barrel, and his dad tipped it over, and they went everywhere, and he was in so much.
He was just holding on to snakes in a barrel.
Yes.
Snakes on a plane, snakes in a barrel.
And then they're writhing, like you look down in that barrel, and it's like...
They're all tied together.
I don't like it.
Okay. And then we went to visit him. He moved to California, and we were on a trip. So we stayed at his house, he had a sidewinder in a aquarium and a boa constrictor in a big, like, area, just, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Those aren't fun pets. You can't play fetch with them.
Yeah.
People who have snakes say they recognize you and they love you, but I don't think that's possible.
I think I'm going to spring for the La Quinta. Visiting at that point.
Thank you for the call. Adrian?
Yeah.
Snakes.
Hello. Am I like...
Hello?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, they're just messing with you. I'm sorry. It's really... It's awful story. To be around them. I get it.
My story is,
yeah.
I went to school, and I had school in Virginia for medical stuff, and then they sent me to West Virginia for a...
Oh, yeah, those bastards.
Whatever. I know. But it was actually beautiful, whatever. And me and my dog, Lola, we went on this hike. It was a 4-mile loop and parked at the one spot. We went on the loop and we came back, and there was about a 50-yard section to get from where we were to my car. And there were probably, I would say, 24 copperhead snakes.
24? Because they live in dens.
They were like, let's go hang out.
Yeah,
on
that's what they do. It's like a
sunbathe.
Yeah, getting some sun.
Oh my god,
copperheads are super poisonous.
Yeah,
super.
Absolutely. And I just was like, I looked at my dog. And it was just her and I. I was out in the middle of nowhere.
And you're just like, one of us has got to go, man.
No!
It's me or you. No! Sorry, dude. Jennifer.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Snakes, what happened to you?
Up at our lake house when I was a kid, my dad had built this outhouse, and every weekend when we would go up there, and this time I was the first one that had to pee. So I go in there first, and then I hear the rattler.
No.
And, you know, yeah. And it was probably 5 feet deep, but who knows? Maybe it was really only 3 feet deep. In the, yeah, down the hole of the outhouse. Nasty. Yeah. So I tell my dad I'm hearing something in there, and I was probably, I don't know, 10 years old. He tells the story anytime anybody brings up a snake. And so anyway, him and his friend go, and they get their shovels, and they pulled out a 5-foot snake, and he still has the rattler, and it's probably 7 inches long.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And covered in poop.
Forgot about that part.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.